Shalom Aleichem and Biyafif Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin, Sanhedrin 107a, pagination is 213. We'll start on the top line. Amar Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Now, most of this Amud is going to be dealing with the story of David and Bathsheba. And we've discussed that topic a bit in the past, the concept that the Gemara says, Kula Omer Davar Chata, anybody who says that David sinned in the conventional sense, anyway, Lotoe is making a mistake. He doesn't understand the story. The story basically is that Bathsheba had some sort of relationship with Uriah. It was being referred to as a marriage, but as the Mefarshim explain, there was a flaw in the marriage, either that it was Kiddushei Ketana, she was young, and it wasn't a binding marriage yet, or the, quote, husband, Uriah, gave her a get, a divorce, possibly al tanai, on the condition if he doesn't come back from the battlefront, and that was common for people to do if they were going into battle, so that if they were missing in action, the wife should not become an aguna, stuck, not knowing what to do, that her husband is gone, but his death has not been proven. She should be able to remarry. So it was common for them to give a get to their wives. In any case, Bathsheba on some level was considered, at least on an ethical type of level, married to Uriah. David saw her and had a desire for her, and was with her. And then later, Uriah, in fact, died in battle, and David took her as a wife. Bathsheba is the mother of Shlomo. The first child died, and then Shlomo was conceived and born. So, our Gemara has a special lesson to be learned from the story of David, which gives us another angle to this complex story, besides just the fact that she wasn't halachically a married woman, which would have been devastating for David to have such a desire and a test, a challenge in his life, and not to come through on the Nisayon. If she was in fact a married woman, okay, there was a safety net, even with the test, and even with his desire and acting upon it, she wasn't a married woman. But nevertheless, it was a failure of sorts. So Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, La'olam ayavi atzma adam atzma lidei nisayon, a person should never bring himself to a challenging situation. And this, presumably in most cases, is referring to a person going into a challenging situation, knowing that it's challenging. We say every morning, Lo lidei nisayon, don't bring us to challenge. But in the case of David, it took the form of an actual prayer, a conversation with Hashem, in which David wanted a challenge. Sha'arei David malach Yisrael hevi atzmo lidei nisayon v'nichshal, because David, the king of Israel, brought himself to a challenge, and he failed. Amar lefanav, David said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, mepnei ma'omrim elokei Avram, elokei Yitzchak, elokei Yaakov, ve'ein omrim elokei David. Why is it that the Jewish people say, God of Avram, of Yitzchak and Yaakov, in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, and they don't say, elokei David, why am I not the same? And this is not an act of haughtiness. For whatever reason, David was able to reach that clarity and understand who he was. He was the regel revi'i b'merkava, the fourth leg of the heavenly supports, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and David. And David wanted to know, but I'm not equal to the avos exactly, why not? Omar and Hashem said, Inu minsuli, I tested them on my behalf, fe'at lo minsusli, and I never tested you. David asked, grace me, test me. bring out my strength. Shenemar b'chaneni Hashem v'naseini. Pasuk in Tehillim. Omar, Hashem said, Mintzin alach, I'm going to test you. Ve'avidna milsa b'hadoich, deledidhu lo hod isu v'ilu ana komodan alach. I'm going to do something better than I did for them. I never tell them what the test was going to be. And by you, I'm going to tell you the category of the test. Demanis sina loch bedavar erva. I'm going to test you on a topic of what we call morality. So David is put on alert. Miad, what happened? Vayihila esa erev. It was towards the evening. Vayakom David me'al mishkavo, and David is getting up from his bed, from sleeping. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda explains, shafach mishkavo shalayla lemishkavo shal yom. David did something very unusual. He was with his wife during the day instead of what's normally done at night. V'nis'alma mimenu halacha, and he made a mistake. Because, what was his intent? His intent was, if I know that a morality test is coming my way, so he decided he's going to satisfy himself in a legitimate way, and then he'll be satisfied and he'll be ready for the test. And that's why during the day he was with one of his wives. But the truth is, Ever Katan Yesh Ba'adam, there's that small limb in the person, referring to the male organ. Masbio Ra'iv, if you satisfy it, it gets more hungry. Umar Ivo Saveya, and if you starve it, if you turn it off, if you make a decision, this is off time, Saveya, it actually is satisfied. And the Gemara is telling us from Torah wisdom, it seems that it was available wisdom to David. It was nis'alma, it was hidden from him. He didn't realize it, he forgot it. But somehow it was information that was available in his generation that is the correct way of dealing with such an isayon, on the contrary, turning it off. It's interesting. There are people who are very anti-religion, anti-faith, and they will make fun of this concept. What do you mean, turn it off? How can you turn it off? And it may be hard, it may be challenging. I'm not saying every religious person always succeeds in truly turning it off as necessary, but it's quite apparent that the human being does have this level of control. It has to be acquired, learned, practiced, but it's definitely there. The Gemara says, Marivo Saveya. If a person decides that it's off time, he can live a satisfying life without it. That's the concept of Nida, where even with a wife it's forbidden. That's the concept before marriage, the years before, and the years after marriage. If one spouse dies before the other, which usually happens, one dies before the other one is left without a mate and still lives a satisfying life. That's within the capacity of the human being. Now, going back to this test that was being presented to David with Bathsheba, the woman that ends up becoming his wife. So let's look at the wide lines on the fifth line down. Darash Rava at the end of the line. Maidichziv, what does it mean in the pasuk? Ya'ani letzela nachon, I have the correct rib. Umach ovi negdi samid, but my affliction is in front of me all the time. The concept that David was expressing was Ru'uyois ha'Bathsheba bas Eliam leDavid misheshes yimei bereshis. Bathsheba was meant for David from the earliest time of creation. It was his bashert. El Shaboi loved Bemachov, but it came to him with a scandal, with pain. V'chein tana d'vei Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel's base medrash learned similarly, Ru'uyois leDavid Bathsheba Basaliyam. David had this Bathsheba coming to him. This woman was meant to be his wife. Elosha Achla Paga, but he ate it, he partook of it in an unripe form. Had he waited, it would have ended up being the relationship, but without the pain. Now, there is one additional nuance that I think we should mention, and that is the Rif, Rav Pinto, in the Ein Yaakov. He brings what apparently is a medrash that when David killed Goliath, he wasn't able to finish the job. The stone went into Goliath. Goliath fell, but he still had to finish the job and kill him. And David wanted to take the sword of Goliath and kill Goliath with that sword. And he wasn't able, liftoach, to open tik hacherev, the container, the sword's container, whatever was holding it. And it almost sounds like today, guns have a special clasp that the police officer knows how to release. And David didn't know how to release so that he can get the sword. Vayomer David, and David said, Misha yiftach osa, whoever opens it for me, eten lo nairam ebenos Yisrael li'isha, I'll get you a Jewish girl. Meaning, I guess they were going to convert, that was understood. After such a destruction of their leader, Goliath, they were in awe of the Jews, and David figured he could probably strike a deal. So this is what he said, I can get you a Jewish girl if you'll convert. And Uriah helped him, and David orchestrated that Bathsheba should be given to Uriah as a wife. For whatever reason, it wasn't truly binding, as we mentioned. Maybe the father didn't truly accept Kiddushin. David striking a deal, but where was the Kiddushin? Or there was no father, so it's not Kiddushin de Oraisa. Or, as we said, which is the more popular approach, that Uriah gave a get. But in any case, what's being described here is that David himself is the one who gave Bathsheba unwittingly, presumably because there was a claim against David in heaven, who are you to give away Jewish girls because some guy helps you on the battlefield? And you're going to give away, your own Bashert. And that is an element of the complexity of this situation, that Bathsheba was destined to David. This issue got in the way. Eventually he gets Bathsheba. Even the test that's imposed on David is with a safety net, that a woman that he desires ends up that she's not a married woman. But the start of the topic is that David realized his greatness and asked for a test that would bring him, as he perceived it, to his full potential. And that, the Gemara says, is not a good idea. Don't ask for a test. When Hashem tests you, you have the right to say, Hashem, I didn't ask for this test, so you have to help me through it. But if a person asked for the test, then a certain degree of siyata d'shmaya might be missing, and he's kind of asking to do it on his own, so to speak. And a person should never put himself in that situation or make such a request. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.